pull up that easy chair and sit right down
for the best music in your town.
Here on Way Back with Johnny. Now don't turn that dial. The program's about to begin.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Horseshoe with Stompin' Tom Connors.
Heave-hi, oh, the best man in Ottawa was Maharajo. Maharajo. Big Joe Maharaw paddling the Mattawa all the way from Ottawa in just one day. Big size French fries, how they love tomatoes. So dress them up with Heinz ketchup. Ketchup loves potatoes. Spud the spud from the bright red mud, rolling down the highway smiling. The spuds are big on the back of Bud's rig. They're from Prince Edward Island.
Hello, friends and listeners. Way Back with Johnny. This here is your old host with most country western music and bluegrass music, Johnny Whitlock. For the next hours, I'd like to invite y'all in to a 3-hour celebration to the life and memories of Stompin' Tom Connors, the greatest pioneer and patriot Canada has ever known in the country music scene. Tomorrow would have marked Stompin' Tom's 90th birthday, so let's travel back to the good old days of Canadian country music here on CFRC 119 FM and also www.oshawarocks.com as we remember the truest and the most patriotic man that Canada has ever known. Welcome in, friends, and happy birthday, Tom.
And 19 men were drowned, and the medical corps couldn't be too sore of the rest of the men they found. Bunkhouse floor, if it gets a little chilly, you can close the door. Tilsonburg.
Tilsonburg.
It was Tilsonburg.
Tilsonburg.
My back still aches
when I hear that word.
You heard my answer. It's one I hope you'll understand. It's just my way of kind of saying thank you to the people of this land. And it doesn't matter really where you're from, you can spread the word around. Wherever you find a heart that's kind, you're in a part of my stomping ground.
Well, really, it's Canada that still has the stories that should be told, and lots of them, for now and for always.
Hello, friends and listeners, Way Back with Johnny. This here is your old host with most country western music, Johnny Whitlock. The next program is dedicated to the man we all remember as Charles Thomas Connors, forever beloved as Stompin' Tom, who would have celebrated his 90th birthday tomorrow on February the 9th, 1936. He was born, passing away on March 6, 2013, at the age of 77. Even though Tom has been gone for several years, his memory and his legacy still live on in all us, his loyal fans, and also true Canadians. With that, this one is dedicated to the fans, both past, present, and yet to come. Happy birthday, Stompin' Tom, and we sure miss you. And now, if you will join me, I'd like to open with the Canadian National Anthem, O Canada, as we celebrate the man, the myth, the legend, and the forever pioneer of Canadian country music, Stompin' Tom Connors.
It makes me feel proud to know that I've used my songwriting ability not only to my own advantage, but also to the advantage of many Canadians who might not otherwise have had songs written about their towns, their history, you know, their jobs, their Canadian way of life.
Well, yes, friends, following the National Anthem of Canada, we are once again back here on the Way Back with Johnny Show. We are still coming to you via the Woodlock Ranch and Studios in Cornwall, Ontario, and also via our home for the last 10 years over CFRC 119 FM from the heart of the limestone city of Kingston, Ontario, Canada. You can also hear us over the internet at www.oshawarocks.com in the greater Toronto area, as well as worldwide at Way Back with Johnny Woodlock on YouTube. YouTube. As I invite y'all into this program today, I would like to share that tomorrow marks what would mark the 90th birthday of Stompin' Tom Connors, a true pioneer of Canadian country music and a true patriot of Canada. He is born Charles Thomas Connors on February the 9th, 1936 in St. John, New Brunswick, to a single mother, Isabel Connors. Having been taken from her at a fair young age and being forced to move to Skinner's Pond, Prince Edward Island, where he lived with his foster and adopted parents, he would pass away at the age of 77 on March 6, 2013. However, during his time here, he would become an icon of Canadian music and one of the most beloved pioneers. Now, it wasn't until Canada Day 1967 that he would coin the name Stompin' Tom, and that would be given to him by Boyd MacDonald at the old King George Tavern in Peterborough, Ontario. And today, I would like to remember him, the true patriot that Stompin' Tom was, and a true folk singer in many ways, with many of his classics. First of all, we're going to pay tribute to an all-time classic by Freddie Dixon out of the Ottawa Valley called Ballad of Stompin' Tom. Then we'll follow with Tom himself and one of the most patriotic songs he ever wrote about Canada called Believe in Your Country. With that, I'd like to wish y'all a happy day and also welcome y'all to this, our 90th anniversary of the birth of Stompin' Tom Connors. Welcome in, friends, and happy birthday, Tom.
Now here's a story that I'd like to tell about a poor country boy that sure done well. Never once did his hat band swell. My man is Stompin' Tom Connors. Well, he left his home at the age of 13, a tall, lanky kid like a long string bean. Holes in his pockets and holes in his socks. Took on a job at the waterfront docks. Now Tom wasn't much to staying around or settling down any one town, 'cause the whole of Canada was his stomping ground. By golly, he wanted to see it. With his buddy Steve Foot and his gitar in hand, he thumbed his way across this land, riding the rails and hitching them trucks, living kind of lean on a lot of good luck. Then one day back in 64, he got stuck in Timmins with the wolf at his door. Stopped at the Maple Leaf for three or four. Had 35 cents, but needed 5 cents more. Well, the barman looked Tom's guitar, and he could tell by their looks they traveled far. Said with a smile, I set the beer in the bar. You play me a couple of songs. Well, the boss, he liked what Tom was singing, and the people and money that Tom was bringing. Tom stayed on and on and on, not bad for a country singer. Stomping board, he's played them all from the Horseshoe Tavern down to Massey Hall. He might be coming your way this fall, and I sure hope that you don't miss him. So when you're driving or listening to your radio, hear songs like Bud the Spud or Muffaro Joe. The songs about Canada, they're on the go, and they're sung by Stompin' Tom Connors. So I wish him well, and I wish him the best, for he's paid his dues more times than the rest. He's a hell of a man, he stood the test. He's my good friend, Stompin' Tom Connors. So I wish him well, I wish him the best, for he's paid his dues more times than the rest. He's a hell of a man, he stood the test. He's my good friend, Stompin' Tom Connors. Tom Connors. Tom Connors. Tom Connors.
With a guitar under one arm and a stomping board under the other, here's Stompin' Tom Connors.
Goodbye, Jim and Jackie. Goodbye, John and May. We hate to see you leaving, bound for the USA. But if you don't believe your country should come before yourself, you can better serve your country by living somewhere else. I know the times are changing, factories closing down, but if you stay and help us, we can turn these things around. But if you don't believe your country should come before yourself, you can better serve your country by living somewhere else. And while our politicians divide our precious land, we speak in French and English, but they still don't understand. If you don't believe your country should come before yourself, you can better serve your country by living somewhere else. Short on heroes, they trade our jobs away, and we don't need no zeros to come and help us save the day. So if you don't believe your country should come before yourself, you can better serve your country by living somewhere else. And if you should find your heaven where stars and stripes are flown, you'll learn to stand more proudly than you ever stood back home. And they'll tell you that your country must come before yourself, or you'll have to serve your country by living somewhere else. So goodbye, Jim and Jackie. Goodbye, John and May. We hope that you'll be happy living in the USA. 'Cause if you don't believe your country should come before yourself, you can better serve your country by living somewhere else. If you don't believe your country should come before yourself, you can better serve your country by living somewhere else.
I only wish that we as a country were not as exploited the way we are. Canada's for the Canadians, and not just the Canadians that are living in it today, but all the Canadians throughout the years, the unborn Canadians. What will those Canadians think of Canada in their day? Will they be thankful to us, or will they just say that we're a bunch of stupid, egotistical idiots? What will they say about it?
Well, yes, friends, following those classics by Stompin' Tom and Freddie Dixon, we're once again back here on the Way Back with Johnny Show here on CFRC and www.oshawarocks.com. With that mentioned, I'd like to send out a song to my beloved Mama Dawn today. It's going to be a classic by one of Stompin' Tom's early influences, Hank Snow. And even though Tom and Hank knew each other, they never got along, so the stories go in Tom's two books. With that mentioned, it's going to be a song by Hank Snow called My Mother, and dates back to 1945. Then we'll follow with one of the truest friends Stompin' Tom had in the music world, who also was not only a friend but a second father figure to Tom Connors. That, of course, is Welf Carter. So from Welf, we'll hear a song called My Nova Scotian Home, and we'll send this out to all the listeners down east, especially Peter and Myrna Trenholm in Pugwash, Nova Scotia. And then we'll hear a Stompin' Tom classic that was released on a private label in 1965 under the name Tom Connors. It'll be a song called Move On to Rouen, and that, as mentioned, was on a private label, CKGB, in 1965, long before Tom Connors ever adopted the name Stompin' Tom. With that, welcome in, friends, and happy listening.
There are friends who will want you, but just for a day. There are pals you think true, but they'll cast you away. But there's one loving soul, boys, I'll sure recommend. Through this old world of sorrow, she'll be true till the end. Mother, though her hands are all wrinkled and old, Mother, silver hair that has lost all the gold. You left her alone. alone went to roam through these, but all that you left her was heartaches and tears. So kiss her old brow, whisper softly and the truth, mother, you're just an angel, but I on the door of a cottage, a wreath sadly hung, and a hearse stood there waiting as the choir softly sung. There were flowers in their beauty, and the old parson prayed. This was the last tribute as they left for her grave. She won't meet you tonight, son, when you crave her caress. She has reared you to manhood, and now you've laid her to rest. Those flowers in their beauty, ah, to her they're unknown, 'cause tonight she's with the angels up around the great throne. So don't wait that late, son, to try and repay. Give those flowers and give those treasures and give them today. Let her know that you love her and assure her that you care, 'cause she's your mother, God love her, she's as true as a prayer. So kiss her old brow, whisper softly and true, mother, you're just an angel, but I love you.
When the golden sun is setting on my Nova Scotian home, then I think of apple blossoms and the girl I left alone. But at last I'm going home to stay and never more to roam. Take me back to Annapolis Valley and my Nova Scotian home. For I'm blue for my blue eyes tonight, and I'm blue for the starlight so bright, hey, hey. And I'm blue for the one I left alone. Yes, I'm blue for my Nova Scotian home. Take me back to Nova Scotia, let me live forevermore. Way down by the great Atlantic in my home along the shore. When it's springtime in the valleys where the apple blossoms blow, take me back to Nova Scotia, my home of long ago. For I'm blue for my blue eyes tonight, I sure am, honey. I'm blue for the starlight so bright. Yes, I'm blue for the one I left alone. Hey, I'm blue for my Nova Scotian home. Going back to Nova Scotia, that is where I long to be. That is where they fish for tuna in the rough Atlantic Sea. Sweet perfume from apple blossoms lingers in its fragrant air. Going back to Nova Scotia, to the one that I left there. I'm coming, honey, for I'm blue for my blue eyes tonight. I sure am. I'm blue for the starlight so bright. Yes, I'm blue for the one I left alone. Hey, hey, man, I'm blue for my Nova Scotian home. Let's do it again. For I'm blue for my blue eyes tonight. And I'm blue for the starlight so bright. Yes, I am blue for the one I left alone. Hey, hey, man. And I'm blue for my Nova Scotian home.
The day I left Kirkland, my girl's head was circling. I left her with only one shoe on. my baby in larder, she may take it harder, cause I've got a new one in Rouen. I've got a new one in Rouen. I'm a honky-tonk player just drifting along. I move like a leaf blowing blue on. I'll love you tonight and I'll hold you so tight. Tomorrow I'll move on the Rouen. Tomorrow I'll move on the Rouen. Tonight if I gamble, tomorrow I'll ramble. I'm a captain that don't take no crew on. Goodbye to my Shirley, she's been a cute girly, but I've got a new one in Rouen. I've got a new one in Rouen. I'm a honky-tonk player just drifting along. I move like a leaf blowing blue on. I'll love you tonight and I'll hold you so tight. Tomorrow I'll move on the Rouen. Tomorrow I'll move on the Rouen. Now love is a stranger, to some it's a danger. To me it ain't nothing to stew on. I'll play with your curls and I'll call you my girl, but I've got a new one in Rouen. I've got a new one in Rouen. I'm a honky-tonk player just drifting along. I move like a leaf blowing blue on. From Kirkland to Larder, through V-Town and farther, I've just got to move on the Rouen. Cause I've got a new one in Rouen. So I'm gonna move on the Rouen. Cause I've got a new one in Rouen.
Well, I... the Maritimes. On the farm there, with nothing much to think about except a simple life, well, radio was a big source of entertainment for us, and we used to listen to old Hank Snow and Wolf Carter on the radio when I was a kid, and this is how I had the desire. I always wanted to grow up and, you know, do what they did.
That big eight-wheeler rolling down the track means your true-loving daddy ain't coming back, cause I'm moving on.
Hi, I'm Jimmy Rogers Snow, son of country legend Hank Snow. By the way, you're listening to Way Back with my good friend Johnny Woodlock.
He stayed away too long. I'm through with you, too bad you're blue, keep moving on.
Well, now, friends, it's once again that time in the program where I like to pay tribute to the Otto Valley and the Valley Legends. However, with this being a tribute to the 90th birthday of Stompin' Tom Connors, Canada's country king, I would like to once again pay tribute and replace the Otto Valley segment here this morning with continuing this tribute to Stompin' Tom. First, I would like to also make mention that Tom recorded his first full-length album in 1967 as The Northern Zone, and it was released in 1967 on Rebel Records. Now, first of all, we're going to pay tribute to a collection of songs taken off the original LP record. First signature song we're going to hear from was a signature song that he recorded back in 67 with a much lower beat, but would become much faster as the years went on. And it was also a song that he would record many times over, but also perform to the day he died. That, of course, is Sudbury Saturday Night, his signature song. Then we'll follow with one of my all-time favorites off this early album called Emily the Maple Leaf, and we'll wrap up with none other than Little Wawa, but truly showed his early way of writing the history books of Canadian country music and history. With that, it should also be mentioned that this album is the only album where Stompin' Tom is not pictured with his signature black hat, and it also is the same year, 1967 as mentioned, that on Canada Day of that year, Boyd MacDonald at the King George Tavern in Peterborough would coin the name Stompin' and add it to the name Tom Connors, making Tom forever known as Stompin' Tom Connors. Welcome in, friends, and happy listening.
girls are out to bingo and the boys are getting stinko. We think no more of Inco on a Sudbury Saturday night. The glasses, they will tinkle when our eyes begin to twinkle, and we think no more of Inco on a Sudbury Saturday night. With Irish Jim O'Connell there and Scotty Jack McDonnell, there's honky Frederick Hertel getting tight, but that's all right. There's happy German Fritzy there with Frenchie getting tipsy, and even Joe the Gypsy knows it's Saturday tonight. Now when Mary Ann and Mabel come to join us at the table and tell us how the bingo went tonight, we'll look a fright. But if they won the money, we'll be lapping up the honey, boys, 'cause everything is funny, for it's Saturday tonight. Yeah, the girls are out to bingo and the boys are getting stinko. We think no more of Inco on a Sudbury Saturday night. The glasses, they will tinkle when our eyes begin to twinkle, and we think no more of Inco on a Sudbury Saturday night. We'll drink the loot we borrowed and recuperate tomorrow, 'cause everything is wonderful tonight, we had a good fight. We ate the dilly pickle and we forgot about the nickel, and everybody's tickled, for it's Saturday tonight. The songs that we'll be singing, they might be wrong, but they'll be ringing when all the lights of town are shining bright and we're all tight. We'll get to work on Monday, but tomorrow's only Sunday, and we're out to have a fun day, for it's Saturday tonight. Yeah, the girls are out to bingo and the boys are getting stinko. We think no more of Inco on a Sudbury Saturday night. The glasses, they will tinkle when our eyes begin to twinkle, and we think no more of Inco on a Sudbury Saturday night. We think no more of Inco on a Sudbury Saturday night.
Emily the Maple Leaf lived with her family high upon the maple tree. Her sisters and her brother leaves and all of the other leaves used to laugh at Emily. Everything that they said used to turn her face red, just as red can be. But even when she felt bad, she would never look sad. She took it all so cheerfully. Then one day the leaves all say Emily was taken far away. She was picked while playing tag, and she was put on Canada's flag. Emily the Maple Leaf never now could prouder be, waving o'er the nation wide. Just to see her when she flips on the masts of mighty ships, Emily will stir your pride. All of us, we love her, there is none above her, blowing in the breeze so free. Her sisters and her brother leaves and all of the other leaves, we shout forever, Emily. She's our way to live each day in city style or country way. From the valleys green to the mountains crag, here's to Emily, Canada's flag. Emily the Maple Leaf stands for the harmony we share alike from sea to sea. For this our fathers sighed for, lived and loved and died for, and we'll preserve it constantly. Where leaves are bound together, we're Emily's forever, we're all for one with each for all. Our sisters and our brother leaves and all of the other leaves, we'll never let the red leaf fall. Here we stand, all hand in hand, O Canada, we're at your command. So let not one be found to lag where Emily waves on Canada's flag. Little Wawa, little the Southland flew in a V-shaped flock of wild geese with her lover Gander Goo, her lover Gander Goo. They flew across North Michigan to see the sights below, 'cause they were on their honeymoon to North Ontario, to North Ontario. Honk, honk, said little Wawa, honk, honk, my gander goo. In goose talk, that means I love you, and I always will be true, I always will be true. Little Wawa, little Wawa. The night was fast approaching, a dreadful hissing sound. 'Twas an arrow from an Indian bow, and Gander Goo shot down, Gander Goo fell down. The wild geese kept on flying, but Wawa would not go. She stayed to find her lover in the bushland far below, in the bushland far below. Honk, honk, said little Wawa, honk, honk, my gander goo. In goose talk, that means I love you, and I always will be true, I always will be true. Little Wawa, little Wawa. A goose that died of heartbreak, a legend as she became, but now she'll live forever in a town that bears her name, a town that bears her name. If you should see her statue on Highway 17, you'll know that you're in Wawa, and her love song you will sing, her love song you will sing. Honk, honk, said little Wawa, honk, honk, my gander goo. In goose talk, that means I love you, and I always will be true, I always will be true. Little Wawa, little Wawa, little Wawa.
I was short a nickel for a bottle of beer in the Maple Leaf Hotel in Timmins, and the waiter said that if I took out my guitar and sang a few tunes, that he'd give me all the beer I could drink. So needless to say, that night, after a few songs later, I didn't remember too much about going to bed. But anyway, they put me up in the Maple Leaf there and gave me a job for $35 a week, and I was there for 14 months.
Well, now, friends, it's once again that time in the program to keep with the tradition of the Way Back program. And with that mentioned, I have a collection of special guests on the show today to commemorate the 90th birthday of Stompin' Tom Connors, the king of Canadian country music. With that mentioned, this first guest can take us all the way back to the Horseshoe Tavern in Toronto, Ontario. And this first guest is also a true musical treasure in Canadian country music, having performed and played with some of the greatest, including Stompin' Tom. With that mentioned, I'd like to welcome a very special guest of honor onto the program today that can also take us back to the early days of Tom Connors' career, and that is none other than Mickey Andrews, the man responsible for the original steel guitars on such classics as Bud the Spud, Margo's Cargo, and many others. Please welcome to the show today a true friend of mine and a legendary pioneer of Canadian country music, Mr. Mickey Andrews. Now, following this interview with Mickey, we will play an all-time classic, which I understand he is the one that played that sound of the cow as heard on Margo's Cargo. Let's turn back the years and remember the old Horseshoe Tavern with an updated interview with my good friend, Mickey Andrews of Toronto. Hello, Mickey. How are you today?
I'm okay.
That's good. So, how did you first meet Tom?
When he was at the Matador, I didn't meet him. I saw him singing.
Okay.
It's a club run by a college in the college in Davenport area in Toronto.
Yes.
An after-hours club that would go from midnight till early in the morning kind of thing. And I was generally playing. When we played the Horseshoe, there was a room called the NB's National Room. That was the people that played in the Horseshoe. They would go to that club afterwards.
Yes.
A lot of these guys, the national stars, had their own bands.
Yes, of course.
But what happened when they came in, it there was lots of singles like Bobby Bear and Ferlin Husky and different people like that, and we would back them up. But if they come in and they needed a steel player, I got the job. You know what I mean?
Yes.
I could play drums, so I was seen.
You could sit in with the other bands.
Yeah, I would. Yeah. They would fit me if they, you know, if they wanted me. I mean, they were stuck with us, but if they would ask us if we wanted to play, you know what I mean?
I see. Yes.
It was fun. They were all really nice people that came. And
who would some of your most iconic or most favorite singers have been to perform with besides Tom?
Lucille Starr was a powerful entertainer. Besides Stompin' Tom, who ended up being the best one of them all.
Yes.
But for pure, where the value that he gave his audience, like...
Exactly.
They loved him, and he had all ages, and he crossed everything. You'd never know who was coming to see Stompin' Tom.
Well, that's what I always found with bring in, like I told you, he could bring in a 3-year-old child, or he could bring in a 102-year-old person. It didn't matter.
Right.
He had the drawing crowd.
But he what was smart about him, when people came to the Horseshoe,
yes,
if you looked out, you would see beer on all the tables, hoping that he would come to their seat.
Okay, yes.
And
yes.
When he was a great listener, like, he would listen to what they're telling him, and they talk, you know, what they did. And he learned about, you know, what they did for work, and like I said, you know, picking tobacco or potatoes and all different kinds, and about ketchup and all that kind of stuff.
And then he went on to make songs about these stories. That
and he made songs about them, but he got them to talk about themselves.
Amazing, yeah.
I never noticed it, because a few times I would be invited over, you know, and I'd sit and listen to him, what he's saying to them. And not only that, when we were on tour, part of the tour was, after the show was over, he would sign autographs for hours.
I know when I met him, he wasn't able to come out. I seen him about 4 or 5 times, but this was much later into his career. But he wouldn't ever come out and see us. But I know my dad, he said that him and Tom were just talking back in the 70s, like you or I or whoever.
Okay, the reason for that, it would be the union, like when we were finished playing. If that didn't happen, it was because they wanted to close the place down.
Okay, yes.
That's the reason. Like, we played in King's. Yeah. Yeah, I forget the name of the place. It was a rock and something or something.
K-Rock Center in 2011.
That's where we played. He would tailor some of the songs to where he would be playing. He'd always sing the same songs, like his major songs.
Yes.
But he would always have a song for where he would be, like, even playing in Quebec, like, or Montreal.
Exactly.
He'd sing something, like, some kind of a, something
like
French.
Fleur-de-Lis or what have you.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. At one point, he had a flag that we would take the first time. In the second time around, when we did the 1990 tour, he'd have that fleur-de-lis on the flag.
Oh, is that right? Yes,
I see. It's little things that he took care of. Like, he was a really smart guy.
Yes, he was, yes. I wish I had have been able to meet him, but I never was. But I've been to the gravesite.
Yes, that's up in... Yeah, he lived in Ballinside, by the way.
Yes.
Erin is where the gravesite is.
That's right. So let's go back to some of those recordings of Bud the Spud and that. I know you also played on them. What were those sessions like?
Okay, there's a big difference in that first session, the way we did the session in 1990.
Okay.
When he did his return. The first session, we went into a small studio. And this is before Yuri Krychuk, but there might be mixed up here with people that want to know about that. We got a studio, rehearsed what he wanted to do. It's his Bud the Spud album, with potatoes on the front of it and all that.
Yeah.
And we did mostly his hits, like the Sudbury Saturday Night and all that stuff. TCC Skedaddler.
Luke's Guitar and Rubberhead.
Luke's Guitar, Rubberhead, and all that stuff. Yeah. We did that. It was just 3 of us on it. And I overdubbed a little. If they wanted a little bit of drums, I'd put it in there.
Okay.
Or dobro kind of thing. And I used a lot of sound effects from the steel guitar. It's like recorded like in 1990 before we went on the road. And it was about a cow dung clock.
Yes, yes.
A crazy little song. But,
exactly. But a clever song.
he wanted me to make it. Guitar sound like a cow, like moo, like a...
Yes, so that was you, wasn't Mickey?
Yeah,
amazing.
The bottom string on your guitar, you just draw it in. The sound effects are the easiest things to do on a steel guitar. You can do train sounds quite easy. It's like that. I know Hank Snow used a lot of train sounds.
Yes, he did. He was another one of my favorites. So back to the sessions of the early sessions. What were they like?
When we went in the room, we were all in the room. It's like when you're in Nashville recording. You're in one room. They let everything bleed through, all the music. Stompa Tom's got his board. And when we did the session within 3 hours. Stompa Tom, he really wanted to get the sound of the board right.
Okay.
You know, because he wants, because his name is
because that was his signature sound, exactly.
His signature sound. So once we got that set, we just rolled through, and we just did one tune after the other.
I see.
It was almost like it was live.
Okay,
but
yes.
But it wasn't, you know, there was no audience there, but it was live.
But it was right off the ground. It wasn't like today where it's pieced here and a piece there.
Yeah, yeah. I'd like, let me tell you something. The best way he comes across is if you do it on the first or second take, and he's singing it, and the last session I did with him, he went in the studio and recorded his own voice with his guitar.
Yes.
He wanted us to work around that. And I didn't think it worked for him, I'll be honest with you. It's like, it's Stompin' Tom, but you don't have that energy thing he has when he's singing live.
Exactly.
With the band.
The like, draw or whatever.
Even if the band makes mistakes, you should leave it in, you know what I mean? Like I said, the first records we did, even when we traveled, we drove. We didn't drive with him. And I noticed in 1990, we all had to have a walkie-talkie, I guess you'd call it.
Yes.
And he wanted to keep everybody together.
Okay.
Even driving down the highway and where we went and all that. It's okay. But, you know, I preferred just to get to the job. But he just wanted the guys together. He wanted to stay up all night after the show. But I understood it. He wanted to unwind.
Exactly.
He gets so high and he just wants to go and play cards.
Just have a little bit of a fun time.
And just have fun. But
yes.
Heavy smoker. And,
yes, that's what I hear. Over 100 cigarettes per day.
5 packs a day. Him
oh,
and Lena
wow. Yes.
Could smoke a carton of cigarettes. I mean, Lena quit, you know, after about 10 years before Grandma Tom died. And Stompa Tom always smoked right up till the day he passed.
I see, yes.
And he liked to drink beer, you know.
Yes.
Yeah, he was, that's just the way he was. Even when he was driving, he had a can of beer between his legs.
Is that right? Yes?
Yeah, I'm serious.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
You would never know it.
No, you wouldn't.
Like, he drank beer like we drink, like water or tea.
Or water or tea.
Yeah, I never noticed him, you know, anything going on with him. But because I drove with him a bunch of times when we were down at Cape Breton, I had friends staying out in the Myra. We went out there.
Okay.
I told him, I said, don't give him hard liquor. Anyway, I said, that's not, you know, I want to keep him the way he is. He can drink beer until the cows come home.
Yes, but if it was anything stronger, he would be...
He'd be a different person.
Is that right? Okay, I see, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
He was very good to us, like the musicians, like for me anyway. And I got along with him. He paid us well. Anything we had to do extra. I remember when we did this album, the last album that he did.
Roads of Life?
I don't know what it was called, to tell you the truth now.
Okay.
But he did all the voice tracks first.
Yes.
And then we'd go in and we'd do our parts. But he starts sitting intently, you know, when you do it. Because I'm the kind of guy, if you don't get me on the first or second or third time, you know, it's downhill for me from there.
Most exactly. Yes.
Play, you're overthinking everything. You got to play in the mood, in the moment.
And also, Wealth Carter, we were talking about Wealth. He would be a one-time shot, and if it didn't go right the first time, that was all you got, so I've heard.
Well, I'm going to tell you, he was a little like Stompin' Tom. Yeah, I'll tell you what Stompin' Tom, like, his songs were written. They were all always in major chords. He would never hit a minor chord.
Okay.
Because he wanted the song to be happy. Once you go into the minor chords, like, all of his chords were like C, F, G, D, A, like the major chords.
Yes, yes.
There's no augmentants, and there's no diminishes and all that stuff. Like, it's great major chords, like a G chord or a D chord.
As Chet Atkins always used to say, three chords and the truth.
That's easy for a musician to play with Stompin' Tom. The only thing you got to know about is that he stomps his foot on the off.
Is that right? Okay.
Thing. He's not driving his foot into the board. He skims his foot along it. He hits the board. But if he was pounding his foot into that board, he'd have a very sore leg.
Yes, he would. And that's what I often wondered, Mickey, later in his career, was he must have had a terrible time with arthritis or something.
No, he would swing his foot that would come down on the off beat.
Okay.
And he would skim it off the floor. You'd hear the whack, like the sound of this.
But it was in time. It was in time
with what he did. Being a drummer, I knew that there. He didn't want drummers, you know.
Exactly.
Because he wanted his foot to be the drummer.
And that's right.
And he could set the pace the way he wanted. But he was very unique. He was his own deal.
That's
right. You can't say he's a folk singer. You can't say he's this or that. He's Stompin' Tom.
And there's only one.
And he could do, yeah. Only original.
Yeah.
I remember Bob Lumen when this is early 60s, he said, Stompin' Tom and Ann Murray are going to be your best singers.
Exactly, and they sure have been, yeah. And I listened to an interview recently where he says, I was almost like a caricature of myself.
Yes. You could look at that, see the shadow of him, and you know who it is.
It's exactly.
Like you look at Mickey Mouse or something like that.
That's right.
You just have to see the shape like they're a caricature. You're right. I got fond, very fond memories of him. I just thought he was a smart guy.
And he was, as you say, a heck of a businessman. He knew what he was doing.
He knew what he was doing, and he loved his audience.
Exactly.
And he made sure that he would sign the autographs and have pictures taken and all that stuff. But
now, you also played at his going away ceremony in Peterborough.
Oh, yeah, I was there. Yeah, we did a big ceremony down there. The police, he had like a Order of Canada thing or something. I forget what you call it. But the Mounties carried his coffin in and out kind of thing.
Exactly. That must have been quite emotional for you.
It was very emotional because I was right next to the coffin.
Yes, you were.
And I was looking there as Tommy Hunter was there, and there was a bunch of a lot of Canadian people there. We did the actual ceremony in the gravesite up in Erin there.
Okay.
There was only about 15 of us.
Yes, so there. Very private there, yes.
And it was very private. And what I noticed was when he was lowered into the ground, like they put another package on top of it, and it was the ashes of his mother.
Of his mother.
Yeah. God, I was really emotional when, you know.
Exactly, I'd imagine.
It was very emotional. It was just a small little gathering. But
I know back in his early days, I don't know if this was true later in life, but he always had facial expressions and all this, too.
Oh, God, the facial expressions. When he used to sing Neil Skinner Blues,
he didn't
want to be sitting in the first three rows because between the splinters coming off the plywood and him spitting the words out,
yes,
he sprayed.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yes, I do. Exactly, or like I say,
bang,
a caricature.
Bang, bang on the board, and the facial, he twist his mouth a certain way, and it was very, very entertaining.
And very animated, yes.
Very animated, that's the word.
Yes.
Very animated, and anyway, it was a great ride. Everybody in the audience, they were laughing, and they were all involved. They all had beer on the table for him, so he'd come and sit with them.
One question I should ask, and I just thought of it, is during all this, did you ever know that he'd become who he was or who he became?
I do. I can't predict none. All I know was that playing in the Horseshoe, he became bigger than the Nashville guys. Like a guy, someone like Willie Nelson, even Stompin' Tom, and Waylon Jennings. These guys are quiet. They're sitting down. Their voices are not loud.
And as I say, Willie Nelson is very dry or very mellow, too.
Yeah. I remember Waylon Jennings. He liked the reason Waylon Jennings liked our three-piece band.
Uh-huh.
We were playing the Buddy Knox songs, 50 songs, like anything 50s, and you put a steel guitar or fiddle to it, it's country.
Yes.
I didn't realize that he played with Buddy Holly. He's the guy to give up.
Yes, he did.
Give up his seat
for Buddy. Yes.
And that's where he started. And the thing about Stompin' Tom and Waylon, Stompin' Tom at the end of the night, you'll see that. Like Randy McDonald in our band, he paid attention to certain things. He said to me, he said, look at all those beer cases and all that there. When Waylon played there, they sold a lot of wine and drinks.
Of course, yes. It was a different crowd.
Different. There's a lot of little things that the owners notice in a club.
Yes.
And it's the alcohol count. That's where all the profit is.
Exactly.
That kind of thing. So you pick up on things if you're around, you know what I mean?
Yes, I do.
Thanks
well, thank you, Mickey, for everything, and we'll keep you in touch, and let's stay in touch there, yes.
Okay, that'll be nice. Okay, yeah. And if you ever think of something, just ask me.
I sure will, and hopefully we can meet someday.
Yeah, it'll be nice.
Yes,
okay,
then. You have a good day now, and God bless you.
Yeah, you too. Take
Bye-bye.
Care. Bye.
Have you heard the news in Newfoundland rolling around the rock? How Reggie brought for Margie home a cowsy dungsy clock. With Margie being a farm girl, she almost took a fit to find the cowsy dungsy clock was really made of it. The clock was from Toronto, and her mind was soon made up. She said to Reggie, get the cowl and load her on the truck. We're heading for Ontario, and we're off to make her big. 'Cause Margot's got the cargo by, and Reggie's got the rig. Reggie's got the rig. Reggie's got the rig. Margot's got the cargo by, and Reggie's got the rig. Now they're rolling through the Maritimes, the truck was nearly full. The cow began to bawl, she was lonesome for the bull. The Mountie pulled them over, is there something I can do? Go right ahead, Sir Margie said, climb in the back and move. Now when they got to Montreal, they missed the auto route. But they found that everyone in town was glad to help them out. The sooner you hit Toronto, they said, the sooner you'll make her big. 'Cause Margot got the cargo by, and Reggie's got the rig. Reggie's got the rig. Reggie's got the rig. Margot's got the cargo by, and Reggie's got the rig. Now the truck was overflowing when Toronto hit the rise. The 401 was full of dung and the cab was full of flies. We're losing lots of money, Reg, we can't afford to stop. We gotta find the place that makes the cowsy dungsy clock. Well, I wish you could have been there on the corner of Queen and Yonge. When Margot found the company and she dumped her load of dung. And when she found the office, she was singing and doing a jig. Margot's got the cargo buys and Reggie's got the rig. Reggie got the rig. Reggie got the rig. Margot brought the cargo buys and Reggie brought the rig. It was later in the evening when they heard from Mr. Judge. I don't know what they give yous, but I'll never hold a grudge. I think $1,000 would be fair to hand you down, and 30 days of lodging will be free upon the town. Now Margot says to Reggie, what a hell of a deal we struck. We might have lost a cow by, but still we got the truck. And now they're back in Newfoundland, they're loading up the pig. 'Cause Margot got the cargo by, and Reggie's got the rig. Reggie's got the rig. Reggie's got the rig. Margot's got the cargo by, and Reggie's got the rig. Margot's got the cargo by, and Reggie's got the rig.
Well, yes, friends, I do hope you all enjoyed that interview with our good friend, Mickey Andrews, and original pioneer and legend of Canadian country music. With that mentioned, I'd like to once again welcome you all to this Way Back with Johnny's 90th birthday celebration to the king of Canadian country music, Stompin' Tom Connors. And it's once again that time in the program where I like to play the vinyl blast from Vinyl Past. With that mentioned, we must first open the vinyl vault door. Now the vinyl vault door is wide open, let's turn back the years to Stompin' Tom Connors' early days and remember a man that joined Tom on many of his cross-country hitchhiking trips. With that, it'll be the legendary Stevedore Steve, Stephen Foote, from the East Coast there. And Steve Foote will be forever remembered as Stevedore Steve, and he did some amazing East Coast legends and songs over the years. With that mentioned, I knew Stevedore for a while back in the early days of my career. However, I never did get to interview him, but one of the best songs Stevedore Steve ever recorded was titled East Coast Ballad. So with that, I would like to honor the friendship of Stevedore Steve and Stompin' Tom Connors during the early days of Tom's life. So let's turn back the years and remember this all-time classic called the East Coast Ballad.
While the white foam crashes on the rocks along the shore, seagulls scream mid sea, oceans roar, and the wind plays the music for the song of the sea. That old East Coast is calling to me. Well, I
I've crossed this land of ours and the frozen north as well. My heart is pounding restless for that heavy ocean swell, where the shrimp boats and the lobster traps and nets and trawlers be. That old East Coast is calling to me. Where the broken down derelicts lie sleeping in the sand, dreaming of the days of wooden ships and iron men. Hardy men and fishing schooners reap the harvest of the sea. That old East Coast is calling to me. Long into the night, the lighthouse keeps its vigil on the deep as the fog banks roll past the town that's half asleep. And the little fishing villages lie nestled down the bay. That old East Coast is calling me today. Yes, I've crossed this land of ours and the frozen north as well. My heart is pounding restless for that heavy ocean swell, where the shrimp boats and the lobster traps and nets and trawlers be. That old East Coast is calling to me.
Well, I roamed the country and I gained a lot of experience. I sailed merchant sea on the freighters and tankers, and I rode the freight trains from coast to coast about a dozen times, and hitchhiked all over the place, and I met people from small towns, cities. I met white-collar people. I met bums. I talked to them all, and I just garnered a great deal of experience, and it's coming in handy now for writing.
Now, friends, we have reached the end of the first hour of the Way Back 3-hour program dedicated to the 90th birthday of Stomp and Tom Connors. As we play us into the second hour, I would like to share that Stomp and Tom was not known for doing many traditional style of gospel songs. However, there was a few that I'll play throughout the program today, including the next one called The Battle of Despair. With that mentioned, it is a very strong Hank Williams style to it. And with that, I would like to play it as our first gospel related song. We'll be back following this on the other side of the second hour.
Oh, we know the battle's coming, but the world don't seem to care. But they'll be sorry if this battle is the battle of despair. When people fall a-crying with their faces in the mud, there'll be wailing, there'll be shrieking when the rivers run with blood. When the sun, the moon, the stars go black, we'll know it's Judgment Day. And will the world be willing then to get on its knees and pray? They'll be wishing they had Bibles instead of rifles in their hand. And the fear of God will till the sod in the heart of every man. There'll be nothing but disaster, there'll be gnashing of the teeth, and the heavens will be open to the wicked world beneath. And we'll hear the mighty trumpet sounding off throughout the land. Non-believers will believe it when the hour is at hand. We'll see the blessed Savior with the army that he brings. He's the splendor of the nation, he's the king of all the kings. He will wear the crown of heaven, sitting on the judgment seat, and the battle of Armageddon will be over and complete. Then the bodies upon bodies in a shambles of the earth, they'll be called to life again to find out what their soul is worth. Come all ye who has been faithful to thy God whom you adore, but burn all ye who evil be in hell forevermore. Battle of despair, it may be this one to come. What's to be will have to be, but let us pray the sinful one. Take the Bible, not the rifle, never kill, just bend the knee. And if we lose or win the battle, we'll still live eternally.
Just standing there and signing an autograph, no. I don't enjoy that as much as I would if I had more time with each person individually to, you know, shoot the guff with them for a couple of minutes each, or, you know, or something like that. That would be better than to just like have an assembly line for autographs. This, I don't really get any kick out of that, except for the fact that they want the autograph, and so I'm there to give it to them. But I would rather talk to them.
Down on old Prince Edward Island, when the winds are on the blow, and the ocean waters rolling through the reefs and rocks below.
Hi everyone, Alan Dalton here from the Stompin' Tom Connors Fan Club and Canadian Music in the 80s, 90s and More A YouTube channel from Prince Edward Island, home of Stompin' Tom, wishing Stompin' Tom a happy 90th birthday on the Johnny Woodlock Show.
But it's a free-for-all and they're having a ball, they're bringing in the Irish moss. It's a free-for-all and they're having a ball, they're bringing in the Irish moss.